not common that you're profile on. By now, but Meta has announced that Donald Trump will be allowed to return to Facebook and Instagram after he was banned from both apps over his posts around the time of the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol building. Now let's recap the marketing and tech news highlights from the week. Instagram, they added a new feature that lets you add an alternative avatar profile photo. And Instagram's chief, Adam Mosseri, says that the platform has gone too far on pushing videos and that they're going to look to make photos more of a focus again in 2023. And they are doing a new quiet mode, which will switch off all notifications, add a quiet mode notifier to your profile status, and implement an autoresponder on your DMs. In Twitter news, from now on, your Twitter feed will default to either For You with recommendations like TikTok's For You page or following. So you only have to see the latest tweets from the people and profiles that you follow in the app. They've updated the display of the bookmark option in the app, and they continue to expand what I think is a wonderful thing, community notes. And that feature is what Elon Musk thinks will be a key element in establishing the platform's new trust as a service approach. And we talked about that last week, but basically, or rather this week, but basically the community feature is sort of like a Wikipedia mode where the community can take misinformation and put context around it. YouTube is rolling out a new location field in the Shorts upload process, which will make it easier for users to add location to their Shorts clips. This is great news for you if you are a local business. Regulatory pressures continue to rise for TikTok, with the EU now warning the app that it will need to adhere with its laws and regulations or risk being banned from the region altogether. And as you plan your content for tomorrow, keep in mind that Saturday is Daisy Day, Kazoo Day, Lego Day, Data Privacy Day, Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day, Global Community Engagement Day, International Reducing CO2 Emissions Day, Pediatrician Day, Seed Swap Day, Pop Art Day, Thank a Plugin Developer Day, and Visit Your Local Quilt Shop Day. And then Sunday is Puzzle Day, Free Thinkers Day, and Carnation Day. And trending across all of social media right this very second is hashtag Fun at Work Day, hashtag Big Wig Day, hashtag Friday Thoughts, and hashtag Friday Motivation. And one last thing, don't forget to sign up for my upcoming free 3-day workshop. It's called 3 Secrets to Scaling Your Business and Building Your Dream Team so you can get more time, make more money with more sanity and success. This is going to happen Friday the 6th. So just go to CEOSecretsTraining.com, and that's secrets with an S. And I hope to see you there. That is it for this flash briefing. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe and be well. And I'll be back Monday morning with a brand new flash briefing just for you.